October 27th, 2013, morning service. Today we are going to start from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse around 6. Christ Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying. And the truth and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. As you have noticed, God always hides the message from us so that we would seek to find it. God is not being unfair when he reveals things only to certain people, but not to the rest. This is just the way he's doing things. The verse we read says, Jesus was a ransom for all people, and this knowledge was not revealed in the Old Testament time. It is like a time capsule you bury as a kid and agree to dig it out and open it together when you become a grown-up. Some knowledge from God is not revealed till proper time. And in Paul's time, the revelation about Jesus' having been a ransom for humanity became clear to him, and Paul said he was appointed by God to herald the gospel and to be an apostle and a teacher for the Gentiles. This is not something he signed up for and volunteered to become an apostle. He made it very clear in the Bible that he was appointed by God. We are living in a time where everyone can be a self-appointed expert or something. I recently find out that there's such thing as an expert consultant on child's play. But when it comes to God's work, you can't be self-appointed. God has to appoint you for that work. Paul also says, this has now been witnessed to at the proper time. The revelation Paul received had to come in God's timing, since the meaning of the Bible was not revealed to everyone from the beginning. We have to wait till the appropriate time, and I do believe that we at Remnant Church are receiving revelation from the Lord because it is an appointed time, and we know so because all the messages we have are aligned with the Bible. You know, just like a TV commercial you might have seen for cup noodles. A kid is throwing a tantrum for wanting to eat the noodles, but you must wait for 3 minutes. So everything happens in appointed time, and I do believe that it is an appointed time for us to receive the revelation about the end time. And that is why Remnant Church is receiving all the messages from God, though only few believes it. And Paul said he was appointed to be an apostle and a teacher. I'm not lying. So it may be that a lot of people were skeptical about his message, and that's why he had to justify himself saying that I'm not lying. And evidently he was telling the truth, since his work withstood the test of time until today. If we are truly appointed by God to receive the revelation about the end time, our message from Remnant Church will withstand the test of time, and more people will come to the knowledge as the time progresses. If it is not us, God already has or will appoint someone else to deliver the message. The verse 8, I will therefore that man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Our Japanese translation says, without disputing, but the King James Version says, doubting. So we are not to be angry, doubtful, and be prayerful and holy. The following verses are all about women, and I know some of the ladies might get upset from this message. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becomes women professing godliness with good works. Well, You have seen in the church those who come all dressed up in gold and silver and only to get attention from others. But God says to focus on the good works and not other things. At the same time, when Paul talks about women and marriage, it also can be about marriage between the Christ and his church. Since many things in the Bible are written in a parable, I want to look at this verse from that angle. When written in a parable, not everyone can see it. And Jesus also spoke of the kingdom of God in the parable, and he even said, not everyone would understand it. So is it okay not to understand it? No, you definitely have to understand it, because if you don't, it will cost you an eternal life. So when you look at the verse 9 and 10 and read this part as a message to the church, it tells you not to be showy like hosting many fancy events, but rather be diligent in daily work following the word. The same thing can be said about the individual too. And that's why and how our church continues to serve God by publishing the articles and such. This is pleasing to the Lord. The verse 11, let the women learn in silence with all subjection. Paul instructs women to behave as such, although I know that many women may be upset over this message. But if you look at the verse as an instruction to the church, I think the message is very clear. Here is the man. Here the man is the Christ, and women is the church, and the woman is told to be silent. So what is the opposite of silence? Producing all sorts of annoying and destructive sounds like complaints. Here we are told to be silent, both men and women, and be obedient to the Lord, and learn to be obedient to the Word. It is our nature to be rebellious. Do you know any children who would be so obedient and do the homework right away when they are told to do so? I don't think so. They all be like, no, and try not to do this, and try not to do that. But we are all like that by nature. So here, we must learn to be obedient to the Lord. I believe our church too had to learn to be obedient along the way, and eventually the Lord started blessing us, and it was never by our strength, but the learning to be obedient and the blessing from the Lord sort of came together, like receiving revelation from the Lord. I was obedient to the revelations from the Lord, and when I pursued it, I got kicked out of the previous church, but it turned out to be a blessing to me. And here at this church, we follow the revelations by holding seminars and publishing newsletters and such. And last week, we finally published a book. Not sure if any of you have read the book yet, but we also received an order from a bookstore. I think it is all because we have been obedient to the Lord in our actions. So acting on your faith is the most important thing. If there is no action to support the words you read, it is all meaningless. So some of the ladies might not like those words, and also as a church, but we have to be obedient to the word to receive God's blessings. The verse 12. Well, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the men, but to be in silence. Well, it says that it is not really recommended that women to teach or control the church, and that would encourage men to cultivate stronger leadership skills. But at the same time, if you look at this as a parable for the church, it would be a frightening prophetic picture that church to teach Christ, or church to dominate and control Christ. When I look at the Christian community in the United States, for example, there are many churches that are yielding to homosexuality. The church is yielding their teachings to the world, as it says in the Bible. Word is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is not the past tense, it is still present tense, and the Word is God. So women teaching men is like church trying to teach Christ what is right and what is wrong. I do read some English Christian publications, and I translate some of the articles and post them on our website, but I have noticed that even some of the Bible translations are influenced by the homosexual and feminist individuals nowadays, that some Bible would compromise its description of laws and interpretations. Like some people would get upset about the description of God the Father saying why God has to be male. I mean, what should we call God then? God the Father and the Mother? But some of the new Bibles are yielding to such voices. And I do believe that such trend sprouting from the United States will also spread to the rest of the world as prophesied in Revelation. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Sodom indicates homosexuality, and it is prophesied that the church would yield to homosexuality. So what do we need to do? I think we have to be standing firm while the rest of the people are washed away by the wave of a new trend and belief. The next verse is, for Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. I know some ladies do not like the message, but to me, it seems like the Bible is saying that women tend to be deceived easily. This is not a criticism, but just describing the general traits. If you are overly confident with your discerning ability, it might bring you some troubles. But if you're being careful, it will only protect you. It is like me getting old. When I was young, I was never careful when I was going downstairs. And when I was younger and saw old people going down steps slowly and carefully, I never thought that I would be like that. But now I am 60-something, I find myself being very careful when I go downstairs because I don't want to fall down head first. So being careful about women being easily deceived too only protect you if you're mindful about it. Also, as a parable, we also need to understand that a woman, which is the Church of Jesus Christ, also tends to be deceived easily. Of course, no pastor would openly tell you that their church is deceived, but it happens quite often. I have seen many churches in my Christian life. I know that going to many churches is both blessing and a curse, but I also learned that what the Bible says here is true. Catholic is deceived in many ways, both in doctrine and spirit. Even non-Catholic churches, like some evangelical churches, are deceived in some ways, including some that are said to be good and trustable ones. Some holiness churches have pursued their rituals too much that I think they have gotten off the course and have become more business-oriented. I also told you about the Brethren group before. They believe that they're the most informed ones, and I strongly disagree. They don't believe in having a leader and a teacher over them, so their service becomes like a discussion group, so there is no clear direction in their teaching or activities. The verse says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. It means that Christ is never deceived, and Adam, who is made in the image of God, is hard to be deceived. Even if the church strays off the right path, we just yield our heart to Jesus, the husband, then we will be guided back to the right path, and we can be instructed by him. Like when I was with the Holiness Church or when I was with the Brethren group, I asked God and questioned whether their teachings were correct, and I was guided out of those churches. So our remnant church may be small and weak, but our husband, the Christ, is strong. So if we stumble, we will be guided back to the right path. So please live our lives with a careful discernment and also an excitement of walking closely with the Lord. The verse 15, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. So if the woman is the church, this is what it means. All humanity, without exceptions, is heading for destruction. But we, as an individual and as a church, are saved by the price Jesus paid. And there are churches which guide you to salvation, and there are others that do not bring you to salvation. It does not matter whether you attend every single service or you show up earlier than the pastor. So what kind of church can help you to obtain salvation? The Bible says the church that continues in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. If they get off the path, as described in the Revelation as Babylon, the church will face destruction too. And the church will also be saved by childbearing. What does it mean? I think it means that the church to prepare for increase and for raising others into the knowledge of God. If you don't have a child, you just have to maintain the status quo in your real life too. But church should not remain in the status quo. And to be satisfied by keeping the current members, and be satisfied by keeping the current members happy? No, we should be reaching out to others. That's why we do what we do, like holding seminars, writing newsletters, and publishing books. I think it is like a childbearing to bring forth the new believers into the knowledge of Christ. And please know that what we do will lead to salvation, and it will only benefit you, as the Bible says. So today's message is not against women, but to forewarn ladies to protect you and to protect the church. And for men too, who will become a bride of Christ, it is an important lesson for all of us.